98.1 KZE on the line with me today from the Wood Brothers. It's Oliver Wood. They are playing at the Palace Theater in Albany this Saturday, the 28th, with Maya DeVitri. Oliver, thanks so much for hopping on with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, we're huge fans of you guys, and we're huge fans of Maya DeVitri. I was excited to see she's on the bill with you.
She's awesome, yes.
Yeah, yeah. How's your tour going?
Tour's going great. We have a night off, finally, after five shows, and we're playing in Toronto tomorrow, and then we'll be heading your way after.
Very good. Have you played the Palace before?
You know, I was afraid you're going to ask that, and I can't remember. When I think about Albany, I think about the Egg. I know we've played at the Egg lots of times, but I don't... We must have played the Palace before, but I'm sorry, I don't remember it specifically.
No, I was just curious if you have, what you think of it. I actually, you know what, I've lived in this area for like 15 years. I don't think I've ever been to the Palace.
Okay. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited. I always have fond memories of playing Albany. It's just that sometimes the venues run together, as do the menus. The menus run together, too.
Venues and the menus, yeah. Well, yeah. I wanted to ask you a little bit. I saw that you are partnering with the American Friends of Canadian Conservation for, is it just this show or for the whole tour?
No, that's what we've been doing for the last year, is basically $1 from every ticket sold from every show all year has gone to that organization. And it's cool because it gets matched and doubled by the U.S. Fish and Game Department. So it's kind of a win-win, everybody wins kind of thing.
Yeah, and it supports land conservation and I think wetland conservation specifically, right?
Wetland conservation, yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. How did you get linked up with them?
Well, it was really my brother spearheaded that. And actually, my brother lives in British Columbia now. He lives on the Canadian side of things. And so he find it. We sort of trade off every couple of years. We switch, and we've always wanted to donate and find something where we could put our efforts and fans' efforts into something. And we did sort of more social things for a while. Now we're trying to do an environmental thing. So, but this is a thing my brother discovered, and just what a impact it makes, and just dollar for dollar, just the fact that it gets tripled by the time it goes through the system, it feels like it makes a big difference.
Yeah, yeah, it's genius. I hope this catches on and just becomes standard practice.
Yeah, I hope so. And there's so much coming out now about the importance of wetlands and how they are sort of the, you know, not only a really important habitats, but they're also the biggest carbon sinks that we have, and they just seem to do the most good the fastest. And I'm definitely not an expert. My brother knows a lot more about it than me, but I've learned a lot just by listening and reading up some of the stuff that he's given me, and it seems like a really positive effort. It just, obviously, like anything, it'll take a lot of people to be aware and willing to pitch in just a little.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think wetlands are one of those things that they're considered kind of unsexy under capitalism because you can't build on them. But yeah, but they're so important for the ecosystem.
Yeah, and they just clean things up. It's amazing.
Yeah, if we could just leave them alone, that would be a really good start.
Yeah, at this point, we need to start recreating them.
Yeah, yeah. Oliver Wood is on the phone with me from the Wood Brothers. They're playing once again at the Palace in Albany this Saturday, and we're loving the new album Heart is the Hero here at KZE. I don't think I've ever heard a bad album from you guys, but this one is really special. And how are you feeling touring it?
Thank you, and thank you for playing it. Great. We're now playing all the songs off the album. It took a few tours to absorb all of the material into our live show, but now we have access to all that music, and it's just it's awesome. People are responding well to the new music, and it's just fun to mix in the old music and make kind of some of the older music when we bring it back. It makes it exciting to bring back. But to play all these new songs is just a blast. They all translate really well to the stage.
Yeah. What's your approach as a band to set lists? Do you, you mix it up a little bit every show, or do you prefer to kind of like dial it in and just really polish one set list?
No, we try to mix it up at least a little each night, if not drastically. Like if we ever play two nights in the same venue or area, we'll definitely play two completely different sets. But for night to night, we like to rotate things in and out. Just, you know, sometimes people come to multiple nights in a row and they want to hear something new. And most importantly, I think it keeps it fresh for us if we do that. If we just add some variety in there, it keeps it really fresh and keeps us on our toes and makes sure that we're paying attention and also keeping our chops up and remembering all these tunes. So we have a lot of tunes at this point after almost 20 years, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, after almost 20 years, keeping it fresh must be the most important thing.
Yep.
Yeah. What's on the horizon? You got quite a bit more touring coming, I believe, going through the spring, right?
Yep. It's a perpetual, forever kind of cycle of touring and resting and touring and resting and in those rest periods, and even during the tours, we're gradually working on the next album and starting to write new music. And so, yeah, it's just kind of a constant cycle of making records and touring and trying to stay healthy and stay connected with each other and with ourselves and with our fans. And I do think that, you know, I've thought about this and talked about it some lately, which is that the longer you do this, you know, you sort of, I think there's an evolution of intent and motivation where, you know, when you start out, it's exciting and new and then feels kind of indulgent to be able to go on tour and then work your way from a little van to a tour bus and, you know, the whole travel aspect and the lifestyle thing is kind of cool and romantic for a while. And after you get a little older and it's kind of where that part wears off and you're not that, me personally, I don't love the travel part. I don't love all the waiting around and the stuff that doesn't relate to music necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes you get to feeling a little burnt out, like, what are we doing? We have families at home. We should be with our families.
Yeah.
But we come to realize that we make new family, and we have our tour family, our crew, and our band all sort of live together on tour. And I think most importantly, we bring this music to people that they actually need. You know, someone will come up and say, "Hey, this music makes me really happy, and it gets me through tough times." And I really needed it tonight, or I really needed this record, and you know, that's what makes it worth it. I mean, you feel like it's something important. It's no longer an indulgence or a luxury. Now it's actually important work, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's good to keep that perspective. I know it is. It's not an easy thing to make a living off of. You know, my husband's a touring musician, and I knew that when I got together with him. And luckily, you know, the foundation of the relationship is like it's nice to miss each other, and it's nice to have things to talk about when we get back together. But you know, it certainly doesn't mean it's easy.
Yes, no, absolutely, and I can appreciate that too. And same with my wife and I. This is the life we've known since the beginning, and it's that way for my kids too. But I still, like, I hate missing the soccer game or the whatever it is that I'm missing, some holidays or birthdays, and I just, that part really hurts sometimes.
Yeah.
But the people that get something out of this, including myself, it makes it worth it.
Yeah. Are your kids showing any interest in music?
Yeah, my kids are getting older. They've been through some major music phases and are both great musicians, but I don't see that it's something they want to do for a living yet, but that's not a decision I made until I was actually in my 20s, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Oliver Wood is my guest of the Wood Brothers, playing at the Palace Theater in Albany this Saturday, the 28th, with Maya DeVitri, who we also love here at KZE. New album, Heart is the Hero, is out now. And once again, for every ticket sold, a dollar goes to the American Friends of Canadian Conservation and then is matched, right, by Fish and Wildlife?
Yep, on the U.S. side. The U.S. side matches it and doubles it, actually.
Yeah. That is such a cool initiative, and I guess I can probably direct folks to your website for more information about that, right?
Absolutely. Really easy. Thewoodbros.com is a great way to find out information.
Fabulous. Well, Oliver, have a wonderful show, and thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, and thanks for the support.